ago, I chanced to roam to the place my great-granddaddy called home. Wasn't much I saw that day, but I learned a whole lot more along the way. I was going to Ireland, retracing my family footsteps, digging up roots. Go ahead and call them tubers if you want. Closer to the root of my family tree, more people seemed to look like me. Saw signs at Molly O'Brien's bar. I knew right then I wasn't all that far. Well, I went in there and I asked for beer. He pours this black stuff and he says, "Cheers. Guinness gives you strength," he said. "I'll tell you, friends, it's like drinking bread. There's a loaf in every pint." I started feeling strong. Felt like I could say, my whistle was wet, my tongue was loose when the bartender asked me how'd I choose to travel such a long, long way on such a cold and a rainy day. I said, "I'm going up there to Kings Court Town, that's in County Cavan, just to look around. My great-granddad came from there and I want to see if the old home place is still there." Well, he moved his head from side to side, then up and down, and then he turned around and he said, "A Cavan man then. You know, a lot of people wouldn't admit to that." I figured I'd save myself a little bit of hassle. I booked a room nearby in a fancy castle. Had trouble getting my dinner there. It was filled with these people with light blonde hair. Danish tourists. Two big busloads of them. Now, the owner of the place, his hair was black, and when I talked to him, I didn't get much back. His people, what you call West Brits, they're the ones that treated mine like dirt. That's what led to the Irish Civil War. I didn't realize I'd come back to have a little bit more. That guy's nose was way up in the air, but he took my money all the same. That night I dreamed I saw the ghost of the one I'd rather have as host. It was Tom O'Brien walking around the cabin west of Kings Court Town in County Cavan. Then the very next day in a hardware store, I met a cousin 10 times removed or more, but he was no apparition or no haint. He was selling nuts and bolts and paint. I went up to him and I told him our family connection. He kind of stood there still reflecting. I could tell he wasn't very much impressed when I heard him say with no trace of jest, he said, "How exactly may I help you then?" I just got some nails and got the hell out of there. Now later that day, after some detecting, I found the lane in the rural section. It matched the picture in my dad's scrapbook, and my heart beat faster as I drove up to look. Sun burst through the clouds just then. As I gazed down at the current residence, it was an old sheepdog and an old milk cow. You know, the old home place is an old barn now. I guess it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust, thatched roof to tin roof, and tin roof to rust. Thank you. Oh, bear with me here. This tuning kind of thing reminds me of an Alex Degrassi joke. I won't tell it though. Kelly Joe Phelps. Thanks, Kelly. I'm going to do a song, traditional song. A lot of the stuff on this record is original stuff, but there's a fair amount of traditional tunes that kind of exist in both worlds, in Ireland and here in the States. And this is one of those.